Fall into big savings, all in the Kroger app. Get 3-pound packs of juicy Kroger red, green, or black seedless grapes for $3.99 with your card and a digital coupon. Then get 1-pound packs of flavorful Private Selection 80% Lean Angus ground chuck for $4.99 each with your card. Shop these deals at your local Kroger, less than 5 miles away. Or tap the screen now to download the Kroger app to save big today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Prices and product availability subject to change. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Wake up, Lincoln.
Come on, it's 6 o'clock. Rise and shine, rise and shine.
It's time for Early Break, brought to you by Sand Hills Global. Live from Lincoln, America, here's Jake Sorensen.
Did seem kind of meh.
Husker Online, Steve Sipple.
Surprisingly good.
And longtime college football assistant coach, Bill Bush.
I want to buy a couple ducks. I'm bringing two ducks to the office.
This is Early Break.
Good morning, happy Wednesday to you, Steve Sipple, Jake Sorensen, Bill Bush on Early Break. I could only imagine the happiness that Bill felt this morning when he woke up to darkness and rain and chilly weather here in mid-November. Bill, this has to be just a little slice of heaven for you on a cold, wet Wednesday morning.
Like I said before, it's like we're doing a radio show from London, and it's incredible.
Are you still of that mind, by the way? You like this?
Absolutely.
Yeah, you're not going to change that, are you?
No, not changing that one bit.
We're not going to join you in that celebration, Bill, but we're happy that you can at least enjoy these conditions outside.
How about just being happy that the drought's over? We've had quite a drought there for a while.
That is true.
Yeah.
Drought's over.
How about just being happy?
That's important.
You know what threw me? Last night, I took sugar out to go to the bathroom.
Yeah, it's to the bathroom.
It's completely clear out. This is like around, I don't know, close to 10-ish, something like that, in that area.
Yeah.
And you can tell, you see up in the sky, there's a few clouds, but the moon was shining, and it was crystal clear, a little windy.
Okay.
10 minutes later, it's a downpour. It's downpour.
Really?
Thunderstorm. I mean, I'm like, and then I go to my app, of weather app, says Lincoln, clear, 0% chance of rain, and it is pouring outside.
I'm sorry. What time was that?
10 o'clock.
No kidding.
Yes, 10 o'clock. And
no
kidding. I don't know if it only caught like one little part of Lincoln. I don't know.
I was out.
But it was a complete downpour.
Ooh, it's not showing a great day today.
Yeah.
52 is the high.
I woke up at midnight because a certain baby was crying, but it looked like it was a light show outside.
It was probably
outside.
Your baby.
Yeah. Was
it your baby?
It was my baby. Yeah. And it was a light show outside. I could not believe it. Midnight. I said, what's going on?
Is that right?
It was crazy.
All of this.
There was something that also interests me this morning. Do we have time for our little chit chat?
We sure do. Sponsored by Renew.
I was shocked at, I came in, I go, well, Ben, who brought these? There was like monster cookies and some cookies there. And Ben goes, I don't know if I'd touch them. Those have been out all night. I go,
that's what
Ben,
he said
that. They're cookies. It's not a plate of egg salad. It's not macaroni salad. I don't know. It's been out all night.
We'll be touching those till Friday.
Yeah, a cookie can sit out, Ben, literally for a month.
Yeah,
even more than that.
Might get a little hard, but it's still fine.
Yeah, it might be a little hard, but there's no
it's still edible.
That.
Yeah, if you went, I'll tell you what, Ben.
Sure, this week,
set one of those cookies out. I'll eat it in a month. Just set it out and I'll eat it in a month. I will not be going to the hospital. But Ben is like, don't take the risk. It's been out probably all night. Like I was a plate of egg salad.
What a risk. Ben, no risk.
Ben, there's zero risk.
It does not require refrigeration or freezing, Ben. It's fine.
Yes,
it's okay.
There's nothing to that, Ben.
Monster cookies.
You already had one this morning.
Two?
Yeah.
They're really good.
Bill's right. They're really good.
Whoever made them did a nice job.
I'd love to know. They're fabulous.
I wonder if they're,
Yes.
Yeah. Don't look at me like that.
What?
I don't have anything.
You should have seen the euphoria when Sip came in and saw those. He's like, oh my God. What
am I going to lie to you? I was close to being that excited too.
We don't want you to lie.
No, thank you. I love that one. Someone tells
I'm not going to lie.
I'm not going to lie. Can I tell you something straight up? Well, like everything else you say is not. Yeah,
I can't trust you at all. It's like that.
Yeah. Young Ben. That was interesting. That was very interesting. Ben thought I was in harm's way.
I wouldn't eat
Ben
those,
thought I was in harm's way of getting botulism. And
he's looking out for you.
Yeah.
And botulism's serious.
It is.
But you don't got to worry about those cookies, Ben.
That's the one place you're safe.
They'll be fine.
Yeah. I don't have anything, guys. I
asked Jake this morning.
Yesterday.
I said, hey, we're going to talk about the new college football rankings coming out, and he acted as if they'd never happened. He didn't. He was like a sports show.
Well,
and he's like, no, it's never
the,
not.
The
not.
Rankings again. They're a big deal the first time they come out. It gets more important, obviously, in late November. They
the
are
show.
Important.
Yeah.
I always kind of lose interest in those in these weeks until Thanksgiving week and the week after.
Because they shuffle up, right?
They do shuffle up. It doesn't. You know, things change.
Yeah, I'm just the opposite. I'm enamored with it because I want to hear what the, you know, what what the commissioner said, which is Warren, whoever the head of it.
Yes, ever Warren.
Who's ever leading this. Last
Michigan's
year.
AD.
But yeah, they're different guys that have led this. And so I love hearing what they say. There was something I heard this morning driving in, which is true,
okay.
On Dusty and Danny. They're talking. And it's literally impossible to not talk out both sides of your mouth. It's impossible. Because you start, well, you say something this, then you go, then someone right away, you counter back with, hold it, what did you just say?
Yeah.
Well, doesn't that take place
when you're talking
right
about
here.
A team?
Yeah, we're talking about a team. Well, doesn't that just exactly apply to what this team did?
Mm-hmm.
I mean, SMU is an interesting one. They're out there at 14th. They have a clear pathway by winning the ACC.
Mm-hmm.
But, I mean, they have the one loss, and that was to the quarterback that they have since benched, and they have taken off since then. I mean, really? Stone was the quarterback. They've went to Jennings. They're a completely different team.
8-1, the record for SMU.
Yeah. 8-1. So, very interesting. Very, very
interesting. Oh, yeah. I mean, I thought it was interesting. I don't know.
If you're curious, the rankings that came out yesterday, Oregon, of course, number one. Number two is Ohio State. 3, Texas.
Tejas.
4, Penn State.
Peace.
5, 10-0 Indiana. Number 5.
10-0 Indiana.
Behind
Penn State.
State's
sitting really well. Penn State's going to get a home. If they win out, they'll get a home game.
They can't.
I thought they could.
No chance. No chance. Well,
not true because they talked about last night.
100% can I get a home game unless Ohio State loses.
Right.
Ohio State
loses. He's saying that's
possible. Yeah. So it's not 100%. So it's probably
Ohio
70.
State plays Indiana next week. That could be a loss for Ohio State.
Yeah. Penn State could absolutely have a home game.
Yeah.
BYU at 6, 7, Tennessee, 8, Notre Dame, 9, Miami drops 4 spots to number 9 after the loss to Georgia Tech, 10, Alabama, 11, Ole Miss, 12, Georgia dropped 9 spots after the loss to Ole Miss.
Georgia.
And Boise State's at number 13, and Bill said SMU at 14 in these rankings.
Yeah, I'm going to go back to 99.9% no chance.
Oh, no. I mean,
because Ohio State has to lose twice for Penn State.
They just have to lose to Indiana?
No. They have the head-to-head Ohio State over Penn State. They beat them head-to-head. So that puts them in automatically.
They had them slotted last night on the thing where it would be a home game.
But if Ohio State has one loss, though, if they lose one more,
oh, you're right. I'm off on that one.
You're way off. Actually, you're really far off.
They lost to Oregon.
We're being properly obstinate.
You can write this down, though. They will not be in the Big Ten championship game.
There's more than a 1% chance that they are, but you're saying they're very unlikely.
60% chance, actually. And that would be an amazing home game. I mean, it'd be those teams that have to go to Penn State, go to Ohio State, or wherever, any cold weather. It's amazing.
So you feel really good about the fact they have to have incredible things happen, then they have to beat Oregon in the Penn State to get.
Well, there's a chance. I mean, there's a definite chance they'd have a home game.
But they have to win the Big Ten to get the home game.
Right.
It's the only option they have to win the home game, is to win the Big Ten.
It's a better than 1% chance, though.
4. I give it 4.
4% chance.
Yeah.
Okay, there's the...
Yeah, I'm not that interested in those rankings either. I'm kind of on Jake with that. It's not. I mean, they're going to change so much. And I'm not interested in SMU at all. I could give a damn about SMU.
Colorado's at number 17 in these rankings. Yeah. Up 2-3 spots from 20th. And that's kind of the ones of interest. Army's at 24. Army's still ranked, baby.
Yeah.
Tulane's in the rankings now at number 25.
Great, Tulane.
The Green Wave.
Yeah.
Green Wave.
There's no chance in the world, and I have good friends there, but that BYU is the 7th best team in the country. No chance.
They're 6th right now. Number 6.
BYU's 6th best team in the country. Zero chance that's accurate.
Yeah.
Where would you put them at?
And I don't know.
Here's why I don't like rankings, because Joel Klatt says of BYU yesterday, I have them 11th because I just think they're going to lose.
Yeah.
I'm like, oh, there's a great, thanks. That's why I don't like rankings. That's why you have BYU ranked, because you have a feeling they're going to lose.
That's fair, Sif.
Well, it's going to be insane because it's an invitational. So you get invited to this. This is that you don't, you know, the only way you earn your way in is to win one of the Power Four conferences and then be the top group of five.
God, that Penn State thing baffles me because they had them slotted. I was watching a show where they would have a home game. That's what threw me off.
The home game would be from in the first round.
They could have a home game.
If that could happen, yeah.
Oh, okay. That's what I was talking about.
I thought I had him in the
oh, we're
in
way the top off on four this. Seat.
Okay,
sorry.
Then we're both
just,
off on that.
Just in general.
Yeah, because I saw they had the bracket thing, and I was like, oh, man, Penn State could have a first-round home game.
Absolutely.
Without the bye, they could have the home game for sure.
And I think it was Tennessee. They had Tennessee versus Penn State, I think. I don't know.
That'd be a fun game.
Oh, God, the first-round games are crazy good.
At home?
Yeah.
I mean,
those first round games would be crazy.
Those first four games would be the best must see TV there is.
Yeah.
All good matchups, pretty good matchups.
Yeah. And an incredible stadium. Yeah. You know, it's going to be strangely good.
Could get some incredible weather, too.
Yeah.
I mean, it's in December
20th.
Late at all.
December 20th like in Happy Valley?
Well, these teams could have home games. Again, that late. Ohio State could get very cold Ohio State.
Indiana.
Indiana could be cold. Notre Dame potentially could be cold.
Indiana if they could have a home game.
It'd be very fun to watch.
Don't you think the Big Ten teams have an advantage in that scenario?
I would think so. I would side with that.
I think so.
Yeah. If all of a sudden Miami has to go to Penn State, that'd be a tough game.
It'd
be a very tough game.
Come on.
Very tough.
The only bowl game that's played in bad weather is the Pinstripe Bowl usually. And this is not a bowl game. This would be a playoff game. So, yeah, you don't get to see marquee matchups that late in the season ever in non-pristine weather, in a dome or Miami or something like that, or Phoenix.
Any other of the rankings. So, they were saying Colorado's got a clear path to a playoff. Because if they win out, they win.
Yeah, but at least they have a path. They win out, they're in. Whoever.
That won't be a big story at all.
No.
It's a huge story.
And what if Colorado gets a home game?
Think about it.
If they went out, technically I think they have to win out to get in, which would make them the Big 12 champion, which would mean that they probably wouldn't get a home game because they would be one of the byes. Which I'm not 100% sure which of the four bowl games that they call those bowl games are the next four, how that
exists. It's hard.
I really don't even know that.
No, it's hard to follow it.
We're going to delve into this deeper in Bill's Thrills.
Okay.
As the season goes on. Now, I did hear Rex Ryan mention Deion for the Cowboys job.
He said that.
Cowboys job. Yeah, he said it on the show, yeah.
Couldn't we see that, though? Unreasonable, right?
No, it's not unreasonable.
There's no chance that McCarthy survives this, even though they've had injuries.
You're right.
There's just, they're like, hey, we're making a change.
People keep saying Belichick for that job. Like, the guy's 74. Yeah. I mean, Belichick, great coach, obviously, but 73 years old.
I've only heard one person mention Deion. It was Rex Ryan, on the set.
I don't mind that take, though, by Rex.
Uh-uh. I don't either. I think that's Deion, though? He goes from just getting trashed to, he might be the Cowboys coach next year.
He's 7-2 with a path to the playoffs this year in Colorado. Team looked like crap their first two games. 7-2.
Yeah. Who was their second game?
Nebraska.
Oh, Nebraska, yeah.
That was here in Lincoln.
Yeah.
It was 28-0 at halftime. The stadium was rocking. City was on fire that night.
Yeah, and they didn't look good that game. I'll be damned.
Things have changed for Colorado. Things have changed for Colorado. Anything else?
They started playing together. I mean, the offensive line and all brand new five starters takes you a while.
And there was Deion's boy,
Shadur,
running read option on Saturday, running the ball.
Yeah.
Like faking a handoff and running. Yeah. I was like, whoa.
They changed everything. They changed everything. They got the ball out of their hands quick. They went to more quick game.
You look like Eric Crouch.
Yeah.
They weren't doing that against Nebraska at all.
No, they hadn't. Like I said, it wouldn't. When you watched their run game against Nebraska, it was so simple.
Inside zone?
Inside zone. That's about all they had. And then we're going to throw it all over the place. We're going to do seven-step drop. And then Nebraska just beat them up front. Now it's way different. Everything they do is different. And their defense is playing much better.
I just wonder, do you think that offensive coordinator went to Deion and said, we can't win this way?
Yeah, if we want to win, we're going to have to do some things a little bit different.
Yeah, we got to have your son run the ball.
Yeah, and he's had some scrambles also. He would not scramble either. He would be like,
stop at the line and gun it.
Yeah, I'm not scrambling. He would scramble and get down. So give him credit. It's an incredible story. 2 years ago, they were the worst team in the Power Five. 1-11, and they looked horrific. And 2 years later, they're on the cusp of the playoffs.
And they've been mocked the whole time for saying, wow, all these guys, portal. Wow, what's Deion doing? That's working out.
I'm half embarrassed.
4-8 last year, 7-2 this year.
I'm halfway embarrassed talking about it because I mocked him.
Oh, you're not alone. But across this country, everyone was like, this is not working. This is not going to work.
What a joke.
Yeah. What a joke.
All the social media.
Yeah. Not so fast.
Who's laughing now? Uh-huh. 7-2. By the way, last thing on Idle Chit Chat. Tonight, there is a basketball game. Sip, you'll be there, right?
He's covering basketball. He does basketball.
Nebraska against Fairleigh Dickinson at 7 p.m. at PBA. Their staff was here at the station yesterday.
Were they?
They were doing some work. They were...
Fall into big savings, all in the Kroger app. Get 3-pound packs of juicy Kroger red, green, or black seedless grapes for $3.99 with your card and a digital coupon. Then get 1-pound packs of flavorful Private Selection 80% Lean Angus Ground Chuck for $4.99 each with your card. Shop these deals at your local Kroger, less than 5 miles away. Or tap the screen now to download the Kroger app to save big today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Prices and product availability subject to change. Restrictions apply. See site for details. At Kroger, an annual Boost membership just got even better. Now you can choose from Disney Plus with ads, Hulu with ads, or ESPN Plus on us when you sign up. Plus, enjoy unlimited free delivery, double fuel points, exclusive offers, and free items. Sign up for a Boost membership today. It's an easier way to save, including new streaming options to relax with while we deliver your groceries. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Prepping.
Did you talk to him?
Briefly, yeah, I did. Talk to the Fairleigh Dickinson staff was here at the ticket.
Did you tell
them
about your season ticket holder?
No, yeah. I did not.
They were sitting here?
They were here, yeah. The head coach and the staff was here at the ticket.
Just freaks me out a little
for
bit.
For like an hour or so yesterday.
I'll be damned.
Just prepping for the game.
Prepping. Prepping for Raleigh.
7 p.m. Nebraska, Fairleigh Dickinson at PBA.
Yeah.
BTN Plus, I believe, not on normal BTN. So, so you have to go that. Or you got to pay for the streaming service there.
Yeah. When do you start following basketball?
Not until football's completely over. Conference time. I'll start whenever the Big Ten starts. Yeah, mid-January.
I have to do it.
Yeah, first of all, basketball didn't even start until after Thanksgiving. That's what it used to be.
Is it?
Now we have Creighton, Nebraska before Thanksgiving.
Yep. Somebody was saying that it is starting earlier.
Way earlier. Way earlier.
I don't know when it started going to early November for starting.
Right when I mean
the history of the schedule.
It's to start off, and then it's not like there are some games that are like Kansas played Michigan State.
Last
didn't
night,
watch
yeah.
any of it, but that's a game. That's a game.
They won. Kansas won that game.
But these games at PBA, no. Bethune-Cookman, can't wait to get there to see some of this. No.
Buffoonery. Not. It's buffoonery.
Stop.
That is Idle Chit Chat sponsored by our friends at Renew. Please call or text David at 402-833-3858 or go to renewyourauto.com. They do everything from body shop, ceramic coatings, window tinting, spray, and bedliners, and more at renewyourauto.com. Regarding Nebraska and Dana Holgorsen, it's been this again the story of the week, understandably so, as Nebraska has...
It's a good national story, too.
People are talking about it.
Oh, yeah. It's very, very national. Very national.
The question I ask about him is that he's in an odd spot where he deserves all the patience in the world because he just got here, but Husker fans have zero patience to give, wanting to make their first bowl game since 2016. What does that look like in terms of patience with him the next three games?
That's a good question. I think they'll be patient with him. I don't know if they'll be patient with the head coach as much. I think he'll be largely absolved.
I would, if for some reason it doesn't go great, I don't think there'll be anyone's going to look at him like palms up. Dana, come on, what happened, man? No. He's like, what do you mean, what happened?
I got here
like 72 hours ago trying to get.
That's
so
the
no,
answer.
I don't think anybody. I don't, even Nebraska fans, I think they want good things, but I don't think they're going to be like, are you kidding me? The things aren't going great. Are you kidding me? I don't see that.
No, that's what I think the answer is. It's definitely a risky move, I guess. You could call it a risky move by Rule. You could call it a bold move by Rule. You could call it a desperation move by Rule. It just depends where you're coming at it. It's interesting listening to all the commentary. But for Holgorsen, there's not that much risk.
No.
It's kind of bold.
It'd be a great success story or a non-story.
Because people just say, well, what do you, yeah.
Yeah.
come on.
It's going to be a non-story.
He's put in a kind of a difficult position. I don't think it would affect the way other teams look at him or.
No.
You know.
No, not at all.
He's in a tough spot, but he must see something that he likes, you know, that he can make.
When you're
work.
In a can't lose situation, why wouldn't you want to come in? I'll call it. Yep. Give me the play. I'll do it.
Do you think he sees something that he likes, though?
Oh, I'm sure there is. I mean, there had he has to look at it and say, okay, one thing is, okay, who are we playing? Okay, it's not a juggernaut. His last three games are not, they're not a juggernaut.
No, they're not.
It's not. And so it's like, okay, we're playing a team, these teams that are okay teams. Everyone is fighting, except for Iowa. They've already got a bowl game locked up, but they're probably a 6-6 team.
Right.
Wisconsin will take a miracle to get to a bowl game. It'll take a miracle for USC to get to a bowl game. I mean, they're 4-5, and one of their games is Notre Dame.
Wisconsin 5-5. Who they have left besides
they Nebraska? Play Oregon?
They got Oregon.
Oregon.
Okay, then they got Nebraska. Then
they can't be. They're five.
Minnesota.
And, are they 5-4? They
five got and four. They got they're 5-4.
Oh, yeah. 5-4.
Same record as Nebraska.
Yeah, 5 wins.
So they've got Nebraska, Minnesota, who's bowl eligible, and they got Oregon. So they're in quite a pickle.
They are.
Yeah, they're in a pickle. So that would be one thing that you would like to be. Like if you were sitting there at one point in time being. Okay, we want to come in here and call plays for Florida. Who do we have? Well, we got Georgia.
No.
They're going to go to Texas.
Right, no.
They're going to say, yeah, I don't see
no,
that.
Thank you.
No.
And he's got Raiola.
Yeah. Yes, and he has some players.
Yeah. I mean, now we don't know for sure if Dylan Raiola is playing on Saturday. I don't know either way.
But you're optimistic, though.
Yes. Yeah.
Do you have any inside things you could share?
No, just that. I mean... I mean,
he feels good about it.
Yeah. But I don't think it's 100%. Now, what I don't know and what Bill would tell you is that Tuesday would have been big. And I don't know if he practiced yesterday or not.
Yesterday would have been a big day. The other thing that was always as big with injury is what's the reoccurrence chance? Is it like, hey, you know, chance of this reoccurring and getting hit the way he did or whatever, probably not going to happen again. Or if you have an ankle.
No,
the chance it's going to tweak again during the game, really high that something's going to happen again. So that's the one thing you don't know is, okay, where's he at with the risk level? Because the one thing that Dylan has done, right, he had the big scramble against Ohio State. He's had a few times where he's made some plays with his feet.
Right.
And then right now it's like, okay, if that happens, all of a sudden he gets hit or whatever, what are the odds of him of having an injury where he has to come out of the game? So that's always a concern. Is it reoccurring or not? Or what's it look like?
USC pass defense 96th, total defense 72nd. So they should have a chance to move the ball. I think they can move it on the ground against this team. But I think it's got to be Dowdell mostly. So anyway, yeah, I think Holgorsen. Yeah, it's not a real pressure pack situation.
Well, I'm
going
to try to take a shot at how a fan would feel about this because I'm a fan.
Mm-hmm.
Now,
here you are,
Nebraska fans.
There you are.
They want a bowl game so badly, and now this gives a somewhat of an excuse if they don't get it because they made a change. But it's not really a valid excuse because you made the change yourself. Wasn't right. Like your OC stepped down. You made the move.
Right.
You still have to get that sixth win, or else it's a failure of a season. An epic failure at 5-1.
I'd call it an epic failure.
Epic failure.
They were 5-1, then they would not go to a bowl game. That's no objective observer would say anything but that is an epic failure.
So Holgorsen doesn't have much to lose. He can't take any blame if this goes much blame, but Matt Rhule can because he made like you said, very bold move here.
Yeah.
And if it doesn't work out, that's on him. On your head coach.
Isn't it amazing? Isn't it amazing what two bad losses do to a program? Mm-hmm. These were two bad losses. That's what's happened. That's why there's a degree of panic in your voice. Because you don't know, you still can't really understand what happened in Indiana to the defense in particular. And you never would, nor would Matt Rhule expect those things to happen. Losing at 56-7 to Indiana shell shocked him. Oh, God. And now UCLA's moving up and down the field on our defense.
Up 20
they have the ball
points.
14 and a half of the first 16 minutes. What's going on here? Now, like I said yesterday, he's Marty and Wendy Bird in a fix. He's got to get out of this. tremendous fix he's in. Because if they don't go to a bowl and that place is dark, your fan base is dark with nasty, yeah, and you're in trouble. And you have to sell your program all year round to people.
And we said all offseason and before the season, the schedule was gettable. The schedule was not unbelievable this year for Nebraska. You didn't play Oregon. You didn't play Penn State.
Right. It was definitely gettable. Play and these Michigan games are gettable.
You had one of those teams. You had Ohio State. Now, Indiana, of course, rose up, but that's a great story. But they weren't that before the season. Mm-hmm. We didn't see that.
And you thought USC was going to be an 8-win team right now.
Yeah, absolutely.
They'll have 8 wins right now.
Get them. Yeah. See, so that kind of puts pressure on you, too, because you should win at least one of these games, at least one of them. But your offense has been so bad that you wonder, you know. And there you go. That's probably why you make this move. God, this is going to sound rough, but how are you going to beat USC with Satterfield calling plays? I mean, I don't think you had a shot.
No, I like I said, I don't think no one would really push back on the change of something
rough
being done. That was a natural. But it is when someone has to come new into the building and do it, even as experienced as you are, there's a lot of things with it. I would imagine that it looks a lot different. I imagine the first couple series will look a lot different. Just and what does it look different? I don't know. But it'll look different. It won't, because it has to. If you go out in the first two series, it's like, hold it. There is nothing that different here. Then it's like, now what did we do? Right. So it'll look dramatically different.
Maybe he's got
different.
Something for the second half.
Yeah. it'll be dramatically different.
We're down by 17, though.
If I was on the defensive side, if I'm at USC, I'm like, hey, we got to survive a quarter and a half. There's going to be all kinds of things thrown at us. There's going to be different stuff. We're going to be adjusting like crazy on the sidelines.
Keep talking.
But then things will settle down. Then we can get settled. That's what you're trying to get done. You're trying to, hey, can we survive this first quarter and a half? To kind of figure out, okay, this is kind of where they're at and what they're doing.
And that's why, and maybe that's part of the reason Matt Rhule did it in the first place. Maybe, I mean, you got to think long term. Maybe you're going to have Holgorsen on your staff, which he wants long term. But in the immediate, yeah, we might get a quarter and a half edge, which we need.
Absolutely.
Now, think of this, though, guys. This is how crazy college football is. If they beat USC... The conversation's changed so dramatically that it'll be ridiculous. It'll be, see, Holgorsen's going to be the OC here with Dylan, and it's going to be amazing.
Yeah.
But we're back.
Well, I mean, back and then.
You know what's going to happen.
Yeah, what happens. If they go to beat USC in LA.
Back. Everyone will be watching the playoff show next Tuesday.
Right.
Where's the pressure?
Hang on. It's your shot.
We're 6-4. Where are we at? We're not ranked after that win?
It changes.
Come on.
It changes. It's so... I mean, in a sense, it's kind of, I don't know, in that way, it can be a little annoying, but it would, and if they come back and beat Wisconsin, if they win two in a row, then Dana Holgorsen, we make him out to be something he's probably not at that point, right? Which is like a Cignetti type figure. God, he rescued Nebraska's offense. But see,
then if it
gets too good, then is he gone no matter what? He'll just get
hired.
That's
the question. Yeah, if he's great and it works out great, why would he stay? But he'd be a head coach somewhere again, possibly. Or a coordinator somewhere else.
I wonder about that head coach.
SEC, maybe?
Head coach? I don't know. I mean, he had 3 losing seasons in 5 years at Houston and got fired.
He did.
I don't know if that's a head coach situation. It's probably a coordinator at a... But what's more high profile, you know, that would be open? I don't know. Oklahoma.
Yep. They'd be open.
Yeah.
Florida State's open up too. Right now.
Yeah, but those jobs aren't that much better, are they?
You have to ask him.
Oklahoma, Florida State. Oklahoma's a mess. Yeah. Florida State's a bigger mess.
Yeah, you wouldn't. No, I wouldn't. Like I said, Florida State, I couldn't imagine walking into that trying to fix that. That would be, I mean, they're going to lose 10. They're going to lose 10 games.
They're 1-9 right now.
They're 1-9.
1-9.
Marty doesn't even talk about it. My brother doesn't even talk about it. It's like it's not happening.
Does he see?
You don't bring it up.
Does he see Norvell driving to work still?
I don't know.
Does he give him the palms up when he drives by?
I don't know, but he sent me a picture from the Florida State basketball game last night, and there was nobody there.
Come on, Leonard. Ham?
Yeah.
Hamilton?
He probably got there an hour and a half before tip-off, though.
He's early riser.
Yeah. No, he's not an early riser. It's like at 6 o'clock.
What would I say that? He's early. He shows up early.
Yeah,
they showed the LSU crowd because it had to be a legit picture at the end of the game behind the Alabama was still on the sidelines. And there was nobody there. There must have been, at the end of the game, there must have been, in a 103,000-seat stadium, 3,000 people stuck around for the end. Yeah.
It's rough out there, Bryce.
And they're in no conversations whatsoever. LSU is just like, just. I'll talk about them today. We're gonna hit on it again.
Well, okay.
Brian Kelly?
What's that? Yes.
On that note, before we get to break, Sip, I know you had a cookie, but you'll be famished here soon.
Is a cookie enough, Steve?
I, too.
Well, don't have any more because
we will also monitor your health to see if botulism has set in. That yes. Ben is concerned with us.
You need an actual he's never breakfast. Heard of us. Actual breakfast at Early Bird, 19th and K. Free parking, lots of parking, bigger than normal spaces. The big rig fits, no problem.
So look
how
at
about
that
parking today? Close parking is that valuable?
In it the is. Rain? Yeah, it's rain. It's yeah. cold. Yeah, absolutely
really valuable. It's valuable.
It is. Just scoot in there.
You could get breakfast burritos, chicken fried steak, which is what, Bill?
Smothered.
Banana pancakes, blueberry pancakes, the cinnamon berry. Roll pancakes, and of course,
strawberry.
The world famous hash holes.
Hash holes.
Hash holes.
Get there today, Early Bird. 19th K in Lincoln, also in Omaha and Iowa, several locations there.
Dominating the breakfast world.
And brunch.
How about that?
In pastels.
In pastels and in the corner. Jamie Burrow dominates. I saw the numbers on Joe Burrow. He leads like in touchdown passes. He leads in yards. He's just behind in percentage. Jamar Chase has almost 1,000 yards receiving he right does. Now and leads the NFL in touchdown passes.
That's his brother.
Yeah. But they won't pay him. Yeah. He'll get paid a lot next year.
Yep, he will.
He's going to get paid he's going to get paid a ridiculous amount.
By the Bengals?
That's that. By who? Somebody.
They better pay him. Somebody. Bengals. Come on, Cincy. Yeah.
Would he leave there?
I don't know. I don't know how that all that. Like I said, that's
do you have
one
inside
thing,
info?
I'm not inside information. No, there's zero. Trust me on that one. Yeah, talk to Joe. This is what's going on. No, I have no idea what's going on, but I hope you hope those two stay together.
When we come back, Sean Callahan, an early break on the ticket.
Fall into big savings, all in the Kroger app. Get 3-pound packs of juicy Kroger red, green, or black seedless grapes for $3.99 with your card and a digital coupon. Then get 1-pound packs of flavorful Private Selection 80% Lean Angus Ground Chuck for $4.99 each with your card. Shop these deals at your local Kroger, less than 5 miles away. Or tap the screen now to download the Kroger app to save big today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Prices and product availability subject to change. Restrictions apply. See site for details.